the important thing. You know? I mean, everything he's doing. I love to hear him read The Snake. I don't think people
yes.
know that you could. You need to learn to listen to read between the lines. Okay.
Well, because you'll notice that when he
got flipped to being a bluster cuck. He's not a cluster. The other word. He's a bluster. But why did he get flipped like that? What did he do? He sent a fully armed FBI team into Israel and busted Michael Kadar and his father, who are doing international crime. Okay.
Well,
see that new Jews? Do you see that on the Talmud stream media?
Mer, hang on. I'm trying to talk about Donald Trump. I don't know anything about what.
What did he do? Mer, he sent this team in there.
Mer, please. I don't know anything.
That's why he's being hated.
Thank you very much. Mer, thank you very much. I have engineer. Let's go to Ramsey in Canada. I have no idea about the person or the things that you were alluding to there. And I'm trying to talk about our president. Ramsey, you're on the air.
Hello, sir. Thank you. You see, sir, I just want to make 2 points. I agree with you completely on what you said on the United States and Japan. It's the Japanese people's fault that they got bombed. And Harry Truman did the right decision because, like, to save his own people. And the United States and sir, Japan... today is what it is today because the United States built it after World War II.
I like the Japanese people's appreciation of our country and our culture and our people. Ever since the war, Japan has been very, very admiring of the country that beat them in the war. And let me tell you, they were living under quite a dictatorship. And, you know, if you want to kind of know what was the context for Harry Truman in 1945, he knew about the rape of Nanking in 1937 and 38, the rape of Nanking in which 300,000 people may have been murdered, unarmed civilians by the Japanese army one at a time. He's also aware of the Bataan Death March, which is how American prisoners were treated. I don't think Harry Truman wanted to have American troops be in a ground fight in Japan where they'd be captured and they could look forward to more Bataan death marches.
Sir, I want to ask you something regarding North Korea. You see, sir, the thing is, from North Korea's point of view, it's the neocon policy all over again, because when George Bush was president, he made the axis of evil speech, Iraq, Iran, and North Korea, and now they're starting their neocon policy all over again. So North Korea is like saying we have to defend ourselves. That's, I think, my point. And see, sir, a lot of people in South Korea are very upset.
Well, but Ramsey, Ramsey, do you disagree with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff that a nuclear-armed crazy man, Kim Jong-un, with nuclear missiles on nuclear-tipped missiles, is a very severe, grave threat to everyone in Seoul and Tokyo? Do you agree with that?
Do I agree with his speech?
No. Of course, you're a Canadian, but the commanders of the American military who are briefed on things a lot more thoroughly than you or I would get briefed, and who know and see a lot more than we do, they are convinced that Kim Jong-un having a capable nuclear devices on ICBMs is a really big problem.
A big problem for
this who? This is not for anyone. Well, okay. I mean, come on. Are you seriously asking that question? There are millions of people living in Seoul, Korea. They are less than 5 minutes from the launching site of the crazy man, Kim Jong-un. Okay? There are, I think, 10 or 20 million people in Tokyo. They are less than 30 minutes from the launching site.
South Korea wants to negotiate with North Korea. It's the United States that's intervening intervening. Okay. And South Korea wants the United States and Donald Trump to get out.
Ramsey.
There are so many protesters in South Korea, sir.
Okay, Ramsey. We have crazy protesters in this country, and they have crazy protesters, South Korea. They're not talking about negotiating with North Korea. It's one man, total dictatorship. There's no negotiating with the nation of North Korea. It's one crazy man. And the South Koreans are, in fact, the few protesters, whatever they're protesting, the THAAD missile, you know, disrupting their farm or something, the South Koreans are very appreciative that their life, the existence of their country, has been protected by our country ever since the Korean War. And this is not a neocon scam, this military threat of a nuclear-armed North Korea. It's not a neocon scam. Ramsey, thank you very much.
Yes. North Korea was attacked by the United States. They started the Korean War.
Oh, my gosh, Ramsey. Okay, let's conclude on that one. I don't know what's going on, folks out there, but could I get some better calls?
You know,
Ramsey, thank you very much. The lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I hope somebody please call in with something that makes sense. Let me go back to my notes on the Trump speech I just heard, and that you just heard. And I hope, one thing, when somebody makes a call like the United States attacked North Korea, the United States started the Korean War, I mean, that discourages people from calling in. Because they go, I don't want to be in a lineup of calls like that. So let me tell you, please, if you've got an intelligent comment out there, I will give it a very friendly reception here. If you call in at 800-313-9443. Let me get my notes here. I've listened to the Trump speech yesterday. I've listened to it in full three times now, and I'll listen to it some more. Let me just kind of go through some of the highlights here. I was hoping people would talk about the speech, take notes themselves, or find something that they really enjoyed. Let's see here. Skipping the introductions, here are some of the great things he said. He said, media outlets, these are either paraphrases or quotes, media outlets like CNN and MSNBC are fake news. Now, folks, what other person, American politician, have you ever heard using the phrase fake news? Donald Trump coined it, I believe. And he certainly brought it into, he made it a national, part of a national lingo. And, yesterday he said it again. And this is huge good news for us. He is one man tearing down the media monopoly in America. He brought in the devastating fact that 90% of journalists in America, and he gave the reference, made donations in the last election to Hillary. He said, they're trying to rate me. Let's rate the media's first 100 days. He tore apart what he called the totally failing New York Times. I love that. No president has had the what it took to take on the New York Times before Donald Trump. Let's see here. Okay, an important piece of news that he put out yesterday. I think this is actually original and for the first time. He said the one-sided Paris Accord will cost us trillions of dollars. And he said, not with me, folks. What is the Paris Accord? That is the treaty that Obama signed, or the accord. I don't know if it's formally a treaty, in which he agreed to subject the United States to the global warming hoax. And to punish America, curtailing our use of coal, our building of industries, severely crippling American industry for what Donald Trump called the one-sided Paris Accord. And his phrase was, not with me, folks. That's great, great, good news. Donald Trump, with that one little piece of news, that one huge piece of news, he changed your future. With each of these things Donald Trump is doing, he's actually saving your life and that of your descendants. We got two new callers here. Thank you, William in Montana and Mitzi in Florida, coming to the rescue. Let's go to you first, William in Montana. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I don't even know where to begin, but...
Well, let me ask you this in general. Let me interview you.
Okay, you're a debater. You tell me what I need to talk about.
No. I want to hear from you. Overall, let me ask you this. Had you heard that speech before tonight's show?
I heard part of it.
Okay, so this is the first time you heard the whole thing?
Yeah, I couldn't get through it all.
Okay, meaning?
It was basically, you know, it's more cheerleading, and, you know, I appreciate, you know, you're accusing me of being against Trump. All I'm trying to do is do a better analysis of what's happening in the Trump administration and why.
Well, let me ask you this. You say it was cheerleading. Wasn't he reciting a long list of hard facts?
Well, he was looking at a glass half full and calling it half empty and calling it half full. That's a matter of a choice. I mean, he's not going to say, these are the difficulties that I'm having. These are the people who snuck in the back door that really aren't there for my policy and making my life difficult. Did you hear him say that, you know, he's having a hard time? He longs for the time before he became president. Did you hear that little talk?
No, I heard him say he thought being president would be easier than what he was doing before. Mm-hmm. What is that? That's like a nice, candid observation of a guy who's real.
No, please. Here's what I would like to say. I was going to go into some more history. It actually went before World War II when Roosevelt declared another madman of Korea, called the King of Korea mad, and encouraged the Japanese to go in, which they did, which they ruled.
Well, now, are you disputing that Kim Jong-un is clinically insane? Or let's put it more, it's more easily determined. He is a murderous killer.
Okay. Let me, you like Charles Lindbergh, don't you?
He's one of my greatest heroes.
He is too, and I'm going to read you my favorite quote. This is heartfelt. You know, if you don't agree with it, it's okay. But this is a journal article that he did on July 21st, July 1944.
Okay.
This is from his personal journal. And he says, and I write, "It is not the willingness to kill on the part of our soldiers which concerns me. That is an inherent part of war. It is our lack of respect for even the admirable characteristics of our enemy, for courage, for suffering, for death, for his willingness to die for his beliefs, for his companies and squadrons that go forth one after another to annihilation against the superior training of our superior training and equipment. What is courage for us is fanaticism for him. We hold his examples of atrocity screamingly to the heavens while we cover up our own and condone them as just retributions for his acts." Now, the most amazing part of this, you know, this quote is the date. It's July 21st, 1944.
And you know what Charles Lindbergh was doing at that time?
What?
Shooting down Japanese planes.
No.
He was in the South. He was in the South Pacific. It was a year or two earlier. He was in the South Pacific shooting down Japanese planes and showing our pilots much better ways to do that.
You know what July 21st, 1944 was?
I said a couple years earlier, Lindbergh was shooting down Japanese planes. And another thing, just you know, to put it in context here, the American prisoners of war, Japanese and German, spent the war on American farms in Iowa, and doing things like that. The prisoners, American prisoners of war in Japan, were brutalized in the South
War
Pacific.
Another That's, one for James in the debate class.
Well, in the Korean War, American troops, they didn't even bother taking prisoners. They just executed the Americans. So Anyway, I think William clicked off there. Mitzi, help me. Mitzi, you're on the phone. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, James. I would like to just say that I am very happy that Donald J. Trump is the president instead of Hillary Clinton. I think we have to keep reminding ourselves why.
Yeah, Mitzi, you know what's taking my breath away in the show here today is that I don't know several of these callers. Again, I don't want to insult anybody. I'm sure they're all patriots, but how can folks? The theme of today's show, first of all, was that hour. William said, I said, did you listen to the whole speech? He said, I couldn't get through it. In other words, it was somehow unbearable for him. And in my opinion, I mean, William, I'm talking to you directly here. How could you say I couldn't get through it? And then you said it was cheerleading. Mitzi, I'm wondering, what the situation is in our movement. I mean, have we been out in the cold for so long that when we actually have a great man, a tremendously great man, who's actually protecting us and doing things we have for our whole lives hoped would happen, that we somehow are like in some sort of a daze, unable to believe it, or, we inherently distrust it. What Donald Trump detailed, he detailed in that speech, left the White House, flew to Harrisburg, gave a very powerful speech in which he went into precise detail of things that he has done. For instance, I'm here in North Dakota. The opening of the Dakota Pipeline, which he achieved within 24 hours, which Obama had been obstructing for 8 years, that will make a difference in this state in the billions of dollars. Those pipelines, I believe today, that 400,000 barrels of oil a day are flowing through those pipelines right now. And that's just one example. But this man is a man of achievement. I made the point in an earlier show that in his office, in the Oval Office, Donald Trump has a scoreboard on which he's listed all of his promises, every little promise he made in the primaries and in the general election, and he is keeping score every day on each of those promises. And that's what he did. This is not like giving a scorecard over yourself in your first 100 days. It's not something other presidents have done. Donald Trump took the initiative to be self-critical, not cheerleading, and tell exactly what he's done in the first 100 days. And it's magnificent. It's unbelievable what he's done. Anyway, Mitzi, let me turn the microphone back over to you.
James, I'm happy. We have to look at what he has done. I mean, I think the number one reason he received the evangelical Christian vote was the concern over the Supreme Court. And I think we achieved that with Gorsuch. And that can change around many, many things. We can't expect him to turn around 60 years of betrayal to this country by so many people, and he can't do it totally alone. We have to dig in and bother our representatives in Congress and in our state houses and in our little cities and towns. We have to bother them, and Congress has betrayed us.
Well, Mitzi, let me agree with you in this. There were, some 20,000 people at this rally in Harrisburg yesterday, and they were all, this audience, folks, they look like you, okay? And they are you. And they were ecstatic in their happiness with their president. If I were to call, if these calls were coming in from those 20,000 people, they would be roaring their approval. Hang on. We got a break here, and then we'll come. Mitzi, you stay there, please, and we'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. We've got Mitzi, wonderful Mitzi, on the phone. And Mitzi, let me, would you mind staying there on the phone with me for a minute while I'm just going to go through what folks just heard. Not the whole thing, Mitzi, but just I'm going to quickly read through my own notes. And by the way, I'll listen to this speech again. I won't have time. What did Mitt Williams say? Whatever. I couldn't get through it. I'm going to listen to it again. Here are some of my notes on the things that he detailed, facts, not cheerleading, facts that he's accomplished in the first 100 days. And this is in spite of a total war against him by the entire establishment. I mean, to a man, to a woman, full-on war against Donald Trump. And he's managed, in the face of that headwind, the Trump train has managed to do all of the things I'm about to mention, and many, many more. But here's some of the things that I got in my incomplete notes. He said, I left off on the one-sided Paris Accord. Very important to get out of that. That's getting out of the global warming hoax. That's huge. No one else has offered us that. No one else has brought that to us. That's a gift from Donald Trump to us. He said, we're ending the offshoring. We're eradicating the criminal gangs and cartels. Nobody's had the balls to take them on before Donald Trump. Remember, one of the cartel killers has offered a $100 million bounty on Donald Trump's head. That's guts. And his own family's at risk, too. There are many people who might be willing to risk themselves, but the risk to their families, they go silent. Donald, what an act of courage on Donald Trump's part. He is risking death. Justice Neil Gorsuch, what's that worth, folks? Rather than justice, name somebody, appointed by somebody else. Exit from the Trans-Pacific Partnership on the first few hours of his administration. That's worth it. Reviewing every single trade deal. Anywhere cheating is found, there will be penalties. Billions of dollars of penalties already imposed on cheating trade partners. I hadn't even heard that till he announced it in this speech. NAFTA will be terminated unless it can be fixed. How big is that? His directive to buy American and hire American, over 600,000 new jobs. That's a statistical fact. 600,000 new jobs under Trump. A stock market through the roof. Well, go look at your NASDAQ price. Go look at the value of your stock portfolio. More than $3 trillion added. Some of that went to you if you have any stocks or a pension or anything that's invested in stocks. Imagine if it had gone the other way. $3 trillion lost. Imagine the contrast. An all-time rise in the stock market since November 8th. He's ended the restrictions on energy. How big is that? Ended the war on coal. That's over. Mike Pence said that when he introduced Donald Trump. The war on coal, folks, is over. How important is coal to America? Huge. The Keystone and XL pipelines, they're now functioning. 48,000 jobs right here in North Dakota. This one that Trump has done. What an act of genius. He put in an executive order that for every one new regulation imposed by anybody in his administration, two must be eliminated. What an act of genius. He's built it into the structure of his own administration that it's going to get leaner and leaner and leaner. The regulations, each time, imagine, it's like each time somebody in the bureaucracy proposes a regulation, he's got to eliminate two. They're going to get to a point where, I don't think I want to propose a regulation because I got to eliminate two. And this has already led to the disappearance of thousands of regulations. This is not Kelso's opinion. Chris Cox, the head of the NRA, do you think he's a fool or a dummy? He has said Donald Trump's done more for the Second Amendment than any other president in history in 100 days. Is Chris Cox deluded, or is Chris Cox a cheerleader? I don't think so. The president of the NRA, he's got a lot of people to answer to, lifetime members that contribute tens of thousands of dollars. They don't want any cheerleading. They want the facts. I'll go through this recitation here. I've got pages and pages of notes. We'll be right back. Stay with us, if you will, Mitzi.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're back, folks. And in case you missed it, in the first hour and a half of the show, we listened to what Kelso is calling the greatest speech he's ever heard, which was Donald Trump yesterday in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I played the whole thing, omitting just about a minute and 20 seconds at the beginning of credits. Now we've got some more callers, so let me go to those callers. I hope you got a chance to hear it, because I'd like to hear your reactions. And let me just list who we have here. We've got, let me go in order here. We've got Herb in Wisconsin, Dan in Hawaii, Ringo in Arizona. Mitzi, I think, may still be on the line. And we have Laura in Michigan. Mitzi, are you still there? Okay, we may have lost Mitzi.
I'm here.
Oh, you are, Mitzi. Okay.
I just wanted to say one thing. Just listed the things that we should be happy about Trump. He really has halted the radical agenda. It's a huge problem what's been going on in 60 years. Everyone in the pro-life movement is thrilled that he's our president. It was the first time a vice president spoke at the rally. And he's pro.
Oh, and he's also, yes, and he's got, in Health and Human Services, he's, and in other departments, for the first time, he has pro-life openly enthusiastically pro-life, pro-life cabinet secretaries. You know, anybody out there that's pro-life, you should be, you know, doing jumping jacks over this. Go ahead, Mitzi.
Okay, and the numbers are definitely lower at the border, at the south border. We do have to do more with the UN and all of the other, and you know, JFK. But we're making progress. The border is great. I mean, he appointed a great Supreme Court justice. He'll have the power to appoint some new ones as they retire, and he has the power to appoint some circuit court judges as they leave. This is really great because the courts have really been hurting us. The NRA,
you know what, Mitzi? You know
really
what, Mitzi? I think there's something going on here. I think there is so much. Donald Trump is doing so much so fast. People can't comprehend it. A lot of people actually can't grasp all the great things that are happening to them.
So I'm very happy he's the president and that we don't have Hillary Clinton. And I thank God every day for him. But I also think we have to pray for him. It's a huge job. There's a lot of evil in this country, and but he's done some great things. I mean, if we had Hillary in the White House, forget about it. The USA would be over. But we have a chance with Donald Trump, and I am grateful.
Yeah, and let's make an even another point. Instead of being like, well, he's better than Hillary, that's sort of like saying, it's better to be alive than to be dead. You know, that's kind of obvious. How about this, Mitzi? Donald Trump is light years better than George Bush. Forget about Hillary as a communist.
Well,
how about George Bush?
He's way better. He's way better, and I think he's sincere. I really do. He comes from Queens. It was 90% white when he was a young man. He really has seen demographic changes in the United States and how it's changed the country. He knows it.
That poem that he read today that you heard, folks, The Snake, okay, by Al Wilson. He read it. It's a beautiful reading of that poem. And he said, he paused. He said, you took me in, you foolish woman. You took me in. You knew I was a snake. Shut up, you foolish woman. At one point, he paused and he said, "That's the border." And the crowd, I don't know if you could hear it over my mic, the crowd reaction was laughter. In other words, those people, those 20,000 people in Harrisburg, they got it. They got it. They know what Donald Trump's saying, just what you're saying. You know, he's seen the demographic chain, Mitzi, and he knows what it is, and he's fighting it. And these people coming to these rallies, by the millions, folks out there in the audience, listen to this. Millions of people are showing up at these Trump rallies. This is the biggest rally phenomenon in American history. And at the drop of a hat, Donald Trump can get 20,000 people in wherever you live. He can get 20,000 roaring patriots to stand all day in an asphalt parking lot with no chairs allowed to hear him speak. Think about that. Are these people onto something, or are they all being fooled? You know, are they being suckered? I don't think so. Is Chris Cox being suckered when he says Donald Trump in his first 100 days has done more for your Second Amendment rights than any other president in history, starting with George Washington? I don't think Chris Cox is a fool. He's a very smart guy, former U.S. congressman. But Mitzi, thank you very much for lending your voice to this. By the way, speaking of voice, another achievement of Donald Trump detailed in this speech, he created out of the blue, out of Donald Trump's brain, was created VOICE, Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement. What is that? It's a special office, a special new governmental agency set up inside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, so that people who are victimized by MS-13 or these gangs and so on, their child is a criminal, is assaulted by somebody who's not even an American citizen, who in the past would just be sent back to Mexico, not even tried or anything, no rights, no recourse, no recovery of damages or anything. Now, that's changed. Donald Trump said, that's no good. He met with the mothers of the people killed by illegal aliens. No president's ever done this. No major figure in America has done this. And he brought them up on the stage. He put them on the national stage. He put them at the national convention of the Republican Party. And he said, your children shall not have died in vain. I'm going to make sure this doesn't happen, to again, victims will be protected by my government. Ah, for me, hallelujah, brother. That's a man in my book. But go ahead, Mitzi.
Another thing he did, you know, the president can do is he's setting a tone, and you can even see it in the state legislature. There's this Trump effect, and even in local government, there's a Trump effect, people becoming bolder about, you know, being more conservative. The other thing that he just set the tone on and was is more local control for schools. And that was he did an executive order, and that's really good. But it will have to be followed up with some congressional work and legislation, because they've set all of these federal laws that have micromanaged school districts and
Well, he did more than that. I thank you for mentioning that. Donald Trump, in his list of things he accomplished in the first 100 days, there's so much that in a 57-minute speech, it's not possible to put all of them in. And that's one of the big ones. You just mentioned it, Mitzi. We talked about it here on this show. I read you parts of the executive order that Donald Trump issued ordering his Secretary of Education to cease, an utter absolute order, cease any federal interference in the running of local school boards and local school districts. And he made it a point of constitutional law that the Constitution does not allow the federal government to intrude upon local schooling. My gosh, folks, that is worth the price of admission. Just that one thing. No president has even come close. No George Bush, no Ronald Reagan, no Richard Nixon has even come within shouting distance of saying that to the American people, let alone putting it in an executive order. It's an absolute command to the Department of Education. Anything that you're doing, all the way down to letters, what he called it, even letters that you're sending, dear colleague letters, down to that, those, yeah, memos, they have to go out the window, into the dumpster, leave. What's that song we have in our breaks there? Teacher, leave those kids alone. Well, what Donald Trump is saying is, hey, federal bureaucrat, leave those local schools alone. And that, folks, I mean, Mitzi, I think these things are going by people so fast, they're not comprehending what just happened to them. Dreams come true. Things that we didn't even fantasize that these things could ever happen. And they're happening on a daily basis. I don't think people are... I'll tell you what, it's going to sink in on people as the months go by. They're going to realize, and then I think the appreciation will come. It just may be more than people can grasp, Mitzi. Well, thank you so much, as always. Mitzi, it's certainly not too much for you to grasp. Let's go to Ringo in Arizona. Ringo, what's cooking your way?
Yes, I'm down here. But, you know, the thing is, okay, the TPP, I know that a lot of people in the Patriot community were complaining about that when it was cooking about a couple of years ago, so that's gone. You know, he calls up the Prime Minister of Canada and the President of Mexico and renegotiates NAFTA, or at least they said that they were willing. You know, I've been listening to this Patriot stuff for a long, long time, and these people that have been complaining about NAFTA and it's so horrible for 20 years, and now somebody's come along and done something about it. You know, he's repealing all these EPA regulations, and, you know, it's taken 50 or 100 years to get here, and, you know, we think that if somebody's going to get rid of this in the first 100 days, it's going to take a long time. And, you know,
Ringo, here's the theme from this 100-day speech that you just gave. It's not even that it's going to take a long time. By the way, he didn't say that anywhere in there. He didn't say, hey, come on, give me more time, you know, hey, this is hard, you know. No, he said, slam, bam, I've done it. Slam, bam, I have done these things. They're done in the first 100 days. He has cut the head off of NAFTA in the first 100 days. He had Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro. By the way, he mentioned it. He said in this speech, he said, Peter Navarro, the great Peter Navarro, he's the author of the book Death by China. My gosh, you would not expect a guy who's written a book entitled Death by China to get within 10 miles of the White House. But he's in the Trump administration. And with Steve Bannon, he was writing the exit order from NAFTA. That was a done deal. The Trudeau in Canada and Pena in Mexico, they heard that. And they both got on the phone, called up Trump, as I said, on their knees. Please, please, Mr. President, let's renegotiate this, because they're making billions on NAFTA right now. I don't want to indict the Canadians, but the Mexicans especially, they're making billions upon billions in a crazy NAFTA. Trump has cut the head off of NAFTA. It's not a, you know, I hope he can do it, it's going to take him years. No, in 100 days, he's done it. And so they're going to call back, and he said in his speech yesterday, he said, if these guys can't come up with something that's good for America and our standard now, he said it in the speech. He said, our standard is now, our principle is America first. Is this good for American workers? And if they don't make that, if they don't come up with something that is good for America, Trump said, it's over. Bye-bye NAFTA. So you can take your pencil and on that one, Ringo, just check it off. It's done. You know, there's still some phone conversations to be had, you know, some and so on. But this isn't like Trump. I think what's clear to me about Donald Trump is this guy is not a weasel. He's not a liar. He's not a wimp. He's not a politician. He's a genuine, red-blooded American patriot who at 70 years old is pissed at what's happened to his country, and he's willing to risk his life to fix it.
Well, you know, this deal about building this wall, you know, it's not that his want or desire, but he's exposing the obstructionists like the Schumers of the world and the John McCains, that one of his campaign speeches is like, build the dang wall. Now all of a sudden John McCain doesn't want to build the wall. What President Trump did, he bypassed the media in this speech. He's taken his message to the people. And, you know, the patriots, they claim that they can't trust the lamestream media, but they're swallowing hook, line, and sinker what the media spoon feeds them every day, dribbles out to them. And there's all these things that are going on, and they...
Right, including the fairy tale that the Trump administration is in disarray, that it's a big civil war, and they that's the media narrative. That's not actually happening, folks. The Trump administration is every day by day turning into an even more beautifully, smoothly running, Swiss watch. It's a real machine that's getting stuff done. Jeff Sessions is getting stuff done, and he doesn't even have, a tenth of the appointments that he will be putting in to run the Justice Department. The 73% reduction in border crossings. Wow. Let's put it this way. If patriots don't realize that Trump's program is working, the Mexicans do. The Mexicans aren't even trying to cross. They've got a better appreciation of how good Donald Trump's work is than some of the folks who called in this show today. Go ahead.
Slam the door. No, just as another thing that you don't hear too much about, they arrested the trigger man that killed Border Patrol agent Brian Terry with all that Fast and Furious. You know, and it was El Chapo Guzman that offered the reward for anybody that would kill President Trump. And now El Chapo Guzman is in a U.S. custody in New York City. And, you know, it's just unfortunate. This patriot community, they complain and complain and complain for 20 years. And now he's addressing the very issues that they've been complaining about for 20 years and saying he's not doing anything. And it's just, I know you've got other callers, but that's what I wanted to say. Go Donald Trump. God bless you. God bless America. I'm out of here.
Ringo, thank you. Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Dan in Hawaii. Dan, you're on the air. Michael Rivero's home state.
Hi, Mr. Kelso. Are we loud and clear?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. For anybody who hasn't read it, I have a signed copy of President Trump's publication, Time to Get Tough. Now, if no one has read it, I would recommend it very highly. So it's entitled Time to Get Tough. I don't have the book right here, but it was written prior, of course, to his announcement.
Okay, now you've got my interest. I haven't got a copy. I'll have to get a copy. I'm going to look it up right now. That's a book?
That's a book. He's right on the cover. Mine's signed, and if you think John Hancock had a big signature, you should see Trump's signature.
Right. Okay. Well, that's I wish I were you. I wish I had a copy like that.
I cherish it.
Time to get tough. Okay.
And I wanted to bring up something anecdotal about Mr. Trump. I have a friend in Manhattan, and she went down to one of the big bookstores where the president was. He hadn't announced his running yet. This was a couple years ago. And he was debuting his new cologne. It's called Success. And she picked me up a bottle. It's a huge bottle, 4 ounce. One of the greatest colognes you'll ever come across. Absolutely. And it has a large rectilinear cap on it. She asked him if he'd sign the cap for me. And he did. He picked up a magic marker and signed it. And it says, "To Dan, Donald Trump."
Okay, now I found time to get tough. So I'm going to, right after this break, we'll come back and talk about this book.
All right.
Stay tuned, folks. Thank you, Dan.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back, folks. Dan in Hawaii just alerted us to a good book Time to Get Tough, published in 2011. I need to get a copy and read it, and I'll report back to you on what I find. It looks very much like, I remember with Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, that was the first time I heard Donald Trump live, was at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump was there, and he was putting out the ideas he put out in this election back then. I just want to kind of do a wrap-up here before we close today's show. I feel very honored to be able to bring you what I think is the greatest speech I've ever heard, the greatest speech in American history, Donald Trump's speech yesterday in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 57 minutes long. You can find it on YouTube. It's all over the place. Hundreds of thousands of views on different sites. It's going out like wildfire. Matt Drudge linked directly to the speech. He linked to it live yesterday. And it is that good. And so I'm glad you folks got a chance to hear it. Let me just look at my callers here and see who I've missed here. I haven't gotten to Herb in Wisconsin. I apologize, Herb. And let me see who else I've missed. I don't know if Dan is still with us. Dan, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Did you have a last thought or last idea? How did you get
about one more thought quickly about Japan, the invasion? I stick up for Truman. We would have lost all those troops. We know that. But also at that time in Manchuria, there was a huge biological industrial complex headed up by a Japanese general, General Ito. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, he was producing bubonic plague. That plague was to have been flown across the Pacific on a special bomber and dropped in ceramic vases over key population areas. Now, you can't tell me that Truman didn't know about that. So I think that was one of the main reasons that they did what they did with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They had to end that war before that bomber got over here and dropped bubonic plague on L.A. or San Francisco.
Well, the Japanese imperial government definitely proved in the war with their conduct in places like Nanking and the Bataan Death March, they were willing to engage in brutal, brutal, savage killing of hundreds of thousands of people. And
absolutely, and I lost an uncle at Iwo Jima. He was a navigator on one of the bombers. 20 years old.
Yeah, well, my dad was a pilot in World War II. And I think what Donald Trump is saying, just to put the big picture on this, folks, as we wrap the show up, Donald Trump, his message, make America great again. We don't need to apologize for this great, beautiful country of which we're citizens. And and we can make it great again. We have to fix so many things. Trump really has gotten a great start. We'll pick up the theme again tomorrow in our 9 to 10 p.m. Trump Phenomenon show for Monday evening. See you then, folks. Thank you, Dan, and thank you, everybody else.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.